serves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize on this Wednesday, December 10th. I was on the phone during the break, and I'm like, I got to go. So I apologize for that little bit of dead air. But we had a bunch of text messages come in during the break. A lot of people responding very positively to Carla Wagner's interview. Now, one of the questions that was texted me that, I'm sorry, Rick, I did not see this. I skipped over to your last unread message when you asked her about which county sheriff she worked with. Let's find that text message. Yeah, because I went, when you texted me right away after it, it stacked over your first one. Where is she going to get the money to fund her campaign? How much money will she need to win the governor's seat? For your information, I hate these questions, although the questions have to be asked if she is going to be considered a serious candidate. Well, I can kind of answer it for her because we've had that exact conversation. Carla and I have talked quite a bit off the air. Some nights late, even 10, 11 o'clock at night, she's driving back from various events. First of all, she's laser focused right now. Here it is, December 10th, on getting the numbers that she needs to put the Axe My Tax effort on the ballot for next year. She's laser focused on doing that. She's running the campaign through the end of December. She's joked that basically New Year's Eve, her and her volunteers are going to get together and count up all the valid signatures within a 180-day window period and see where we stand. That's her first top priority. She said that if she doesn't get the numbers, we're going to have a decision to make. Do we then extend it another month, the first month of January, which has 31 days, but New Year's Day, January 1st, is a dud because nobody's doing anything. They're watching college football bowl games and preparing to go back to work. So basically, is she going to continue the petition drive through January? She might even extend it through February. because what she's doing is she's going back to the earlier signatures, April, May, June of this year, and asking those same people to re-sign it with a later date on a new petition sheet. So that's number one. Number two, if she doesn't get enough signatures, let's say the end of January, to put it on the ballot, she fails. We fail. We didn't do our volunteerism. We didn't help her. She doesn't get the numbers. It's not going to be on the ballot. She's then going to be laser focused in February, March, and the first 20 days of April to collect her 15,000 minimum signatures to be on the governor ballot. She believes that once she gets those signatures to turn in April, April 21st is the deadline, that she then will have a soapbox on the debate stage, as well as being able to run for governor on the promise, making number one priority the elimination of property tax, her campaign. She believes grassroots, independents, maybe even some Democrats will donate to her campaign, but more importantly, the big money donors that want to eliminate property taxes, not people like Mike Cox, probably not even the DeVos family, because they want to eliminate the income tax so they can keep even more of their millions of dollars. But basically, the organizations, Small Business Association of Michigan and others, Michigan Chamber of Commerce, a lot of people want to get rid of property taxes, and if she's on the ballot for governor, they'll probably donate to her campaign. That's somewhat the answer, Rick, where she's going to get the money. We're going to take a short break, continue on with this conversation. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I got another text message. Let's see, this is from Jim in Sheboygan. I have a large van. I would gladly advertise Carla Wagner for governor. Where could I find a place that makes magnetic signs? Well, I texted Jim back. I said, give me the measurements of the largest sizes. I have a sign maker down in Traverse City. I use Fast Signs in Traverse City. Kim does a great job for us, and it's cheaper if we actually put a vinyl sticker, large wrap, if you will, on the van. And then when we're done with the campaigning next year, you can just take a blow dryer to heat it up, and it peels right off. They're much better than magnet signs, a lot cheaper, and they can go through a car wash. The magnetic signs, you'd have to take them off, get the vehicle washed, then dry off the magnet sign, and then put it back on, and they can blow off in the wind as you're driving down the road. You get on the expressway, they'll blow off, especially being so large. So stickers are the way to go, and they do these. They use a 3M product, Jim, that doesn't hurt the paint. It doesn't hurt the wax, nothing like that. But more importantly, you can drive through a car wash. So they're durable, and they won't blow off in the wind or when you're going down the road. So get me the measurements, and I'll talk to Kim. I'll get Carla's campaign for governor to pay for them, and we'll make arrangements to get your vehicle down to Traverse City and get the stickers put on for you. Or I could possibly put them on if we had a warm garage somewhere. I have to wipe down the vehicle, make sure it's dry, and then I know how to apply them. I did it for Vicky's campaign when she ran for Antrim County Clerk. Nancy up in Cedarville. I'm so glad you're back on the radio. Can you still listen to your past podcasts? I'm only seeing podcasts before you were hacked. Well, we're working on it. Devin Lawrence, our engineer, is trying to restore the website along with Jonathan Deke. They're working together to get that website, yourdefendingfathers.com, reconfigured to being able to automatically download the podcast. As soon as you hear them on the show, at the end of that show at noon, all my podcasts start to populate on the website. But as of right now, that server is not working properly. So Jonathan Deke has joined Devin Lawrence, and they're working together to get that done. And hopefully we'll have those podcasts restored here shortly. When they are restored, I will definitely, definitely text you back, Nancy. But in the meantime, keep checking back. Go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. I believe the last one there is November the 18th. That if that's still at the top, then they haven't been restored. When they get restored, the most recent episode, last half hour of the show, will be at the top with a new December date, and then you'll be able to listen on demand anytime. So appreciate you coming back. Appreciate finally hearing from you. One of the things I think people need to understand, and everybody says, you know, it takes a lot of money to collect signatures to get on the ballot for governor. Well, yeah, if you're paying, you know, $10 a signature, You need 30,000 signatures is the maximum number you can turn in. You need $300,000. Tyler Wagner does not have $300,000 to pay. Now, there's a couple of candidates, very wealthy businessmen, who could probably pay, but time's kind of running a little short. I mean, here we are, December 10th. We are in the last week of you being able to order items from MyPillow.com website at a huge discount with free expedited shipping to make sure you get them before next Wednesday, a week from today, December 17th, before Christmas. If you order after this next Wednesday, December 17th, there's no guarantee that you're going to get them before Christmas. So basically, what we're doing is focusing all of our time and effort to get things done before the holidays. Well, they're doing it in Lansing as well. There's some last-minute things they're trying to do. Well, guess what? We'll see if they get them done in the House, the Senate, and then sent to the governor for signature. One of the stories, oh, and I forgot to mention, if you would like to take advantage of 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items in the store there at MyPillow.com and get that free expedited shipping, simply text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the contact information. The promo code is TruckerRandy, all one word, no space, and the website is MyPillow.com. They also have an 800 number. If you want to call a Trucker Randy operator, she'll give you the discounts automatically programmed in her computer simply by calling that specific 800 number. But to get it, you have to text me MP. Again, my phone number, 231-360-5140. I'm losing my voice. I apologize. We'll try to get through this. In Lansing right now, the House is sniffing out money that's, quote, sitting around. Say, what? You guys don't have any money just sitting around? No. Every single penny is absolutely being spent very wisely in Lansing. Sure. Well, as part of the Republicans' drive to sniff out waste, fraud, and abuse, quote unquote, from state government, the House Appropriation Committee is prepared to reject millions in special, quote, work projects, unquote, that the bureaucracy wants to fund with leftover fiscal year 2025 money. What? You guys have money left over, our taxpayer dollars? You have our money left over and above the actual budget that you had to spend for fiscal year 2025? Well, how about sending us a check? Well, as an appetizer for what's expected to come, House General Government Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Tom Kuhn, he's a state representative from Troy down in Oakland County, suggested, listen to this, that 10 of the 47 administrative work projects being proposed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration need to be denied. 47 administrative work projects. And with all due respect, Tom, you're only saying 10? Out of 47 need to be denied? How about all 47? State law gives the State Budget Office 45 days after September 30th through the end of the fiscal year to give lawmakers a list of the work projects they're looking to fund with leftover money. Leftover money. You got to be kidding me. If no work project is recommended, the money goes back into the general fund. Over the years, Kuhn reported that the amount of leftover money that's steered to the general fund at the end of the year has gone down. especially since Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been our governor. While at the same time, the number of work project requests have also gone down. He said he's likely to reverse that trend. Well, how is he going to do it? The House and Senate Appropriation Committees have the power to shoot down any or all of the proposals within 30 days of receiving the list. Well, due to the Thanksgiving break, deer hunting season break, and out-of-town conferences last week, today was the first day, this being yesterday's story, was the first day the House has reconvened since the list came out on November 14th. Meaning the list came out less than a month ago. However, they had not reconvened their session. So yesterday, Tuesday, December 9th, was the very first day that they were back in session and could take a look at the list. Interesting. Kuhn goes on to say, if the House Appropriations Committee wants to reject any of the proposed work projects, it must happen this week. Why? Because he's going back to the November 14th date that the list came out. Well, November 14th, 30 days, that would be this Saturday, December 13th. They're leaving Lansing tomorrow. Well, the Appropriations Vice Chair, State Representative Matt Maddox, said this is something that has not been done in the past. But it's being done now because we're paying close attention to our bottom line. We want to cut the size of government. We want to cut the waste. End quote, said Maddox. Kuhn, State Representative Kuhn, went on to say that he's touched base with every state department that falls under the general government budget for more information on their proposed work projects. In most cases, Kuhn said he didn't have a problem with the recommended spend, but in 10 of the 47 cases, he found that the fund or the program had significant money left over from the prior year's work projects and therefore didn't see a compelling need to give them more money. All we're doing is preventing the money from sitting there being unused. They have a ton of dough in some of these line items. Well, among some of the projects Kuhn recommends be axed are sexual assault and law enforcement programs with an existing significant balance still in their fund. The Michigan Veterans Facility Ombudsman Program, which is unspent work money projects from years past. Make It a Michigan Fund and the Office of Tribal Legislative Liaison, among others. The legislature has plenty of money in its budget for association membership dues. So we're rejecting a work project being proposed by the legislature for this use. Well, the full House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to meet this morning, 9 o'clock on Wednesday, to go over these and likely other work project proposals. Money left over. Money left over from fiscal year 2025 budget. Unbelievable.